Hey guys, welcome back to the Sam Said It podcast, where my name is Sam and I say things. And the things I'll be saying today is that, one, I am sorry for the delay. A lot has been happening with my family and pandemic and in general. To keep it short, me and my family will probably be moving from the house that has always been in my family. This house was originally my grandparents' house, then originally my house, and then when my mother and sister started coming down with a lot of health conditions, it was just a better idea for all of us to live together and to live in the same household. And so we did. And with that, like I said, this house originally, you know, was my grandparents, and we've just had this house forever. Like, you know, like for me, we've had this house probably for like at least 6 decades or so. But sadly, the neighborhood is not getting better. The other day, we found a bullet in the back of my dad's car that smashed out his window. And it's one of those things, like my dad's car wasn't in the way that bullet more than likely would have entered the house. And with that and discussion with the family, it's just a better idea for us to move away. And I'm an emotional person. I am very attached to the house. I have a lot of good memories here. And so that, like, to hear that, you know, kind of, that upsets me. Well, it does upset me, but it's the pain of, like, I wish things were different, but they're not. And, you know, it's the moment of, do I feel safe here? Do my parents feel safe here? Do my sister feel safe here? And, you know, thinking about the future, thinking about my dad, who is, again, of the older of age, and not to be morbid, but how long, you know, does that connection last? Does he feel safe here? You know, like, it's so many things of, like, if my family doesn't feel safe, my emotions for staying in this house, to me, is negated by that fact that if they're not happy in this neighborhood, or, you know, don't feel safe going outside or doing X and Y, then I think the best deal is to move away. So in the next 6 months, to probably a year, we'll be not in this house. So again, that's the update of what I've been doing. Vaccinated. So yay for that, guys. I am vaccinated. Please get vaccinations if you can. And as you see the title, let's talk about Titans and the fact that season 3 is not good. After season 2, which I believe I talked about, like, season 2 to me was a better show. Like, from season 1 to season 2 is like night and day, right? Like, you have this big interdimensional demon called Trigun who is there, and you're like, oh, that's going to be a problem. Then season 2 happens. Nope, not a problem. Done by not even the end of season 1. I'm sorry, the end of episode 1, season 2. Like, it's like, we still got like 10 minutes left. We got rid of him already. And it's like, oh, well, that's nice, I guess. Huh. And then kind of never mentioned again. Then season 2 happens, which I thought was just a better story overall. I think the characters look good. Starfire finally looked like an actual human. Like, it's just better. And I know she's not a human, she's an alien, but still, like, she looks like an actual regular person, right? And so with that in season 2 happening, I was like, okay. You know, I now have better hopes for season 3. And then I see the trailer for season 3, and it's one of those, okay, we have Red Hood. Okay. Yeah, Red Hood is, you know, a staple now in DC Comics. We all know that's Jason Todd. Also, this is going to just have spoiler alerts all through it, by the way. But again, if comics is Jason Todd, is always Red Hood. You know, and so I get it, right? Like, I'm like, all right, cool. But it can't be Jason, right? Because that hasn't been earned. Jason's been here for like 3 or so episodes, kind of. You know, sure, season 2 happened, I think. And it's like, I don't know. Like, again, this is going to be a spoiler for the first 4 episodes, by the way. Like they keep mentioning, oh, we failed Jason. We just shooed him away. And I'm like, did you? I didn't catch that from season 2. And maybe they did, right? I don't know. I don't know their minds. I don't, just for me watching the show, and I'm not going to rewatch season 2 because I just don't care enough to do that. But I didn't get that idea that, again, they quote unquote failed Robin, aka Jason Todd, to have him now go down this path to be Red Hood, which is another issue that I have. Why is he the Red Hood? Like, again, season 3, episode 1 starts off with him yelling at Batman, like, hey, we found the Joker Man. We can get the Joker Man. And Batman's being like, yeah, I'm like in a private jet right now. I'm going to get into some martinis. could you just not do that tonight? Like, could you listen to me like once, Jason, please? Kind of maybe. And it's like, no, I'm not gonna listen to you because, you know, my character is Jason Todd and I'm rebellious. I'm not scared, as I huff on this thing, right? And we later learn about episode 4, which is kind of the reason why this is delayed until Monday, because I forgot the show comes out on Thursday and I was gonna record like on Thursday to have it come out on Friday, but I didn't watch it, so I didn't watch episode 4, so now it comes out on Monday. Explained. And so you see Jason like huffing something, right? Like it's like an inhaler, but it's kind of brown liquidy. Kind of reminds you of fear toxin, right? From Scarecrow. Oops, who is the person that's actually helping the Gotham PD figure out things? It's Dr. Crane, aka Scarecrow. Oh, look, episode 4, we find out that Scarecrow was somewhat helping Jason Todd, because in episode 1 of season 3, I'm pretty sure they mention, and they do mention that, like, hey, Jason is like reading chemistry books. Jason doesn't read, he's dumb. Why would he want to read chemistry books? Why is he huffing brown liquid? Oh, right. That's because Jason was getting help by Crane. And I'm going to assume, because of the quote-unquote fear line they use, that he is huffing some anti-fear toxin, I guess, from Crane. And you learn that, again, Red Hood, aka Jason, aka Robin, is pretty much working with Crane. And I hope they explain that more than none. Because the way Crane makes it seem is like, oh, yeah, you know, I found him and he was broken and I made him unbroken. End scene. It's like, wait, no, I want more information than that. Like, again, oh, gosh, like this show isn't earned, right? Like the having things in the past, like again, with season 2, where you have Awkward Lad and what's Wonder Girl? There we go. I'll call her Wonder Girl. We all know who that's supposed to be. Like, you have those connections, you have Slade, you have all these things that kind of make sense in a way. Versus when you come to this season and it's like time is an illusion, that Jason is quote unquote dead. It's reported in the news that he is dead. It is reported in the news that because Batman, again, in this world is just a bad Batman, that he doesn't care about his sidekicks. They're just weapons to be disposed of, which is somewhat of a line that Barbara, aka Batgirl, uses. And I don't like that story of Batman. Like, when I look at Batman to me shouldn't be, like, again, he's a vigilante and illegal, yes, but when I think about like how he looks at his proteges and stuff, I think the comics have kind of got walked away from Batman is just a bad person who doesn't care about his sidekicks, to now being like, no, Batman doesn't know how to really deal with those emotions very well. That's why he dressed like a bat, you know, instead of fearing the people. But at the same time, he cares about the people who are around him, kind of thing. And you now see in this season 3 of Titans that is not this Batman. Like, Barbara dumps on him. Dick Grayson, aka Nightwing, dumps on him. Like, everyone dumps on Batman. Like, it is startling to me to see these people just straight up just attack Batman and say, yeah, he's a bad person, just not great at all. And maybe that's also what rubs me the wrong way, because again, I'll be jumping around as things like this isn't scripted, like just watch, just walk down the path with me, please. So again, in episode 1 or 2, doesn't matter, so Batman, you know, calls Dick Grayson, like, yo, Dick Grayson, Jason Todd died, oh my gosh, in a very, by crowbar, because, you know, comics, because that's he died in comics. And also, side note, there's like some other new character that's like killing people. Don't know, don't care, oh well. And at first, when he mentions, I look, okay, well, there must be Red Hood, but like, Jason just turned, like, Jason just died, so it can't be Jason, could it? And then, like, I think at the end of episode 2, they just straight up show up, like, no, that's Jason. It's just Jason. And it's like, well, how is Jason still alive? Because remember, he did get beat with a crowbar. They showed us that. How did he live past that? I don't know how he lived past that. I don't know how he lived past that at all. And it makes me upset. Because and again, we're only 4 episodes in. Maybe they will explain it. But the explanation we get from Crane is that, yeah, you know, I found him and he was broken because the Titans didn't treat him well. And I don't remember that from season two that all, like, I, oh God, there's so many things. Like, season two, I guess where they quote unquote dismissed him. I don't remember them doing something of that nature. But season three will really make you question what you believe in season two. Again, I will not go back and watch it because I don't care enough to do that. But season three makes it out to believe that the Titans failed him, right? Like, we could have done more to him for him, but you know, no. And I'm like, I guess you could have. I don't know. Again, I don't remember them doing anything that horrible to him. Like, why? Whatever. Again, not earned. Like, I don't see, like, the excuse they give of, well, we could have treated him better or whatnot. Like, I just, I don't know. That to me isn't good enough. Like, again, sure, he's probably, what, 16 or so, but, like, why is that on the Titans, not Batman? Like, why is that totally on them to have, quote unquote, treated him better or embraced him more or helped him out in his problem? But sure, whatever, blame the Titans for everything because that's the name of the show. And so he's Red Hood, and like I said, I thought it could have been someone else. I thought it would have been kind of cool to have it to be someone else, maybe, you know? Like, okay, cool, yeah, maybe that's a different person behind the mask. I would love to see what they do with that. Nope, it's just Jason. And then you go back to a previous moment where Batman and Nightwing are talking, and Batman mentions, oh yeah, there's this new character in town. He's already killed 7 people. And it's like, but Jason just died. How? So are you saying that Jason was killing people before he died? Huh. That's a little confusing. Batman, how could you not notice that he was killing other people? Oh, right. This Batman is a bad Batman. He doesn't know how to be Batman. Got you. This is, again, the narrative that I am being force-fed, which I kind of dislike because, again, I don't like that version of Batman. Like, the fact that Batman wouldn't keep ties on him is weird, you know, because you have, like, hey, do you know why Jason was reading this chemistry book? I do not. Did you know that Jason had, like, a, I don't know, like, not a port, but, like, had, like, a side lab over in this building that he was dealing drugs out of, apparently, or doing drugs or doing something? Batman's like, I did not. And I'm like, so, are you just, like, a bad person all around? Like, not only, like, morally, but, like, you don't keep tabs on Jason? Because let me tell you, the person you should keep tabs on is Jason. Like, it's such a weird thing, but okay, Batman doesn't know anything about his protégés and what they're doing. Again, maybe because this Batman is, like, 100 years old. I don't like that decision either. I think Batman should be slightly younger, but whatever. So, cat's out the bag. It's Jason. And then the team's like, what are we going to do with Jason, though? Then Hawk and Dove are arguing about their relationship, which I don't think they're still together. Like, the show makes it seem like they're not together, but still care for each other kind of thing. So it's like, oh, sure, they're going to work together. And oh, that's weird, I guess. I guess. I don't care about any of these relationships at all. And so Hawk and Dove have argument, and then Hawk, because he is just big, Buffy. What word was that going to be? A big Buffy. Yes, he was one of the characters in Buffy. He might have actually been in Buffy. I don't know. Anywho, big buff guy, of course, he's big macho man, trying to get back with Dove, you know, because, you know, I love her, blah, blah, blah. But then, oopsie daisy, Jason is kind of like a murder person now. And he likes to do the murder, so he lures Hawk away and somehow sticks a bomb in his chest. Now, it is said several times in this show that Jason, again, is kind of dumb. Like, it's just, like, and again, not in a sense of, like, you know, he's not smart enough to figure some things out, but, like, he's not a surgery person. Like, he doesn't know how to stick a bomb in someone's chest that I think connects to their heart, or just a bomb in someone's chest that can't be removed because, you know, gotta have tension. And so you get that moment of, like, it's connected to his heartbeat. So the faster his heartbeat goes, the quicker he's gonna die. And I'm sitting in the back like, is that what's gonna happen though? And then of course, Hawk dies because J- Jason is now like a mastermind behind all of this. But again, the mastermind is not really the mastermind. It's actually Crane doing all of this because Crane is like really smart. And I wish it was more like the Riddler. Like, I'm not saying Crane, I guess, isn't smart in the comics. It's just, to me, to have someone like manipulate someone behind the scenes, I wouldn't say Scarecrow. Like, to me, that's more of like a Hush kind of thing. Or even the Riddler to some degree. Like, to have, and yes, I know the two statements I made are somewhat contradictory to what the Hush character is in certain continuities, not important. But still, like, it's, to me, I think it would be better if it was someone who I think would be, like, more into working behind the scenes and, you know, being, like, manipulating Jason, but it's Crane. I guess you have to tie that into like the fear toxin stuff. But even to that, I still think you probably make that the Riddler and say like, yeah, the Riddler just wanted to figure out what that formula was, or that he stole it from Crane or whatever. Sure, move along. But yeah, so Baum is in Hawk's chest, and oh my god, beats per minute are important, and let's get him on beta blockers. But let me also kind of have sex with him for like 5 minutes, right? Which is such a weird, like, oh, it's such a weird situation with Hawk and Dove. Where again, I think they're broken up, but I guess they're also both single at the same time. So it's like, oh, Dove, I'm going to miss you and all that, you know, see me at the pearly gates and stuff. And she's all like, don't talk that way. You know, I still love you or whatever. Let's kiss for a second. He's like, without a pity kiss. And then they kind of start having like dry hump sex or whatever. And that only lasts for like maybe 20, 30 seconds, which I would like for them to say, oh, we can't do this because, you know, beats per minute kind of thing. You know, the heart rate would go fast if you have the, you know, the adult situations going on here. But they don't. And it's never addressed. And I'm like, so you're not going to address the fact that his heart rate probably got fast? Like, that's kind of how the sex works for the men's, you know. But no, not mentioned. And it's like, Red Hood is, of course, the big mastermind. Hey, guys, I want you to rob, like, this gold bars from this bank. Which I'm like, banks still even have gold bars? I guess they do in Gotham. Whatever. So they go out, get the red gold bar. Well, not they. Like, Dove is all like, Nightwing, we have to save him, though. The penis I need. And it's like, yeah, maybe. No, we're not going to do that because we're not going to negotiate with terrorists. And she's like, well, I do. And so she goes, gets it, which again, this show does something really dumb. And same thing with Nightwing. In episode 4, Nightwing takes Crane because Crane is getting moved to a different facility. Blah, 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 not important. What is important is that, hey, Nightwing, aka Dick Grayson, aka First Robin, aka Batman's like first sidekick protege son, doesn't know how to put on a mask. And it's funny because, you know, that's kind of what they do, is put on a mask. So you have the moment where it's like, you don't have a ski mask. You ain't got like a t-shirt you can poke holes in. You ain't got nothing to hide your identity. And sure, the TV show has a TV show because you have to have, you know, the police find out who did it and how to get them, right? But even with that, you wouldn't have to do that. Like, you literally could still have him like in a mask and have Barbara, who knows, you know, Jason, who knows Dick, who knows Batman, and be like, yeah, I know those moves. Yeah. I can pretty much figure out who that is. And then move the plot on that way. But nope, people got to be dumb, and I'm not going to wear even a hoodie, skull cap, regular hat, something, trucker hat. You have nothing on. Nothing, just regular clothes, and then you use your own car. And the show just again starts making no sense again, and I'm just upset. Also, the Red Hood looks dumb, like his helmet is stupid, and the character himself is kind of short, which makes it look like a child dressing up as Red Hood to me. Because I mean, Red Hood is like, you know, maybe 6 feet, and this character is not that. Especially when you see him around other people and then he just looks short. Also, his helmet's dumb. Like, the white eyes thing, I'm kind of over, that's fine. It's the bottom part of the helmet that looks like an Iron Man helmet, but just all one color, so it makes it look like a robot face. And now you can only see the robot face every time you see that stupid helmet. And in episode 3, he takes the helmet off, and you think, oh, that must be because of the chin strap, the little thing that makes it look like a mouth. Nope, just comes off. So now we just have a design that he has to wear that stupid helmet with the line at the bottom that makes it look like, again, he is a robot or something, whatever. But yeah, so Dawn is out there, like, Hawk, not Dawn, well, I think her real name is Dawn, but Hawk and Dove, you know, gotta see that relationship, right? So I steal the gold bar, and I find Red Hood, and I'm like, hey, here's your stupid red bar, gold bar, and he's all like, cool, cool, great, there's a gun next to you, shoot me, and, you know, it would all be over. And of course, Nightwing shows up, it's like, don't shoot him, though. And I kind of, now I'm at the point, like, so I'm pretty sure Jason isn't suicidal, so you have to now think that he's tricking you, right? Nope, no one thinks that because yeah, because they're underestimating Jason to some degree. Sure, but like honestly, it's one of those like it's kind of obvious it's some kind of trap, but because he already trapped a Hulk, so why wouldn't you think that this is also a trap? Especially again. He doesn't seem suicidal. That's not a character trait of his. So why do you believe that this would be a fair situation to be in? But nope. Again, Dove has to be dumb. And she pulls the trigger. Oh, wait. That trigger actually is tied to the bomb. Oops, she just killed Hawk. And I'm supposed to care, I guess. But I don't. I don't care that much at all about the situation. Again, I feel like they made a lot of these characters kind of dumb. No, kind of dumb. Yeah, they made these characters kind of dumb. And I don't like it. And now Dove is gone because, you know, she feels bad. And then you have Superboy who's all like, I bet Superman could have saved him. And I'm like, could he have? Like, I mean, I think you guys did the best you could, I guess. But of course, he's depressed. Beast Boy is like, oh, I'm trying to take care of all you people, you know. Are you? Is that your? Is that what you're supposed to be doing, Beast Boy? Because you're not a like psychologist, psychiatrist, none of those things. You have no doctorate into helping my mind, psyche. But yet he's going to help the family or whatever. And that's kind of all of it. Like, that's kind of, honestly, the first four episodes are pretty much just dealing with Jason, figuring out that he's working with Crane. And you're like, Crane? Just like, why? Why is that the choice? But whatever. And then when you try to get the understanding of why Crane is doing this, you don't get it. Like you get the idea that, oh, when I found Jason, he was broken. You guys at Titans really did him dirty or whatever. And I'm like, I guess they did. I guess they ignored him. I think they had other things to do, like Slade, to, you know, figure out that situation. Blackfire is kind of a thing. Got to deal with that. Like, there was a lot going on here that I'm like, I don't think that all falls on the Titans to understand, right? But sure. Again, I don't like this. I don't like this show right now. It's, again, if it ends up being different, then great. And I haven't mentioned it, so let me go back to, notice a couple of other things. So like when we believe Jason is dead for like the 2 minutes that he was dead, Batman decides to do the one thing Batman should never do. And again, this is a spoiler alert. He kills the Joker. Like, he breaks into Arkham, kills him again, also with a crowbar. Pretty much then tells, not the Titans, tells Nightwing, it's your job now to protect the city. Bye-bye. And then gets in a plane and just goes somewhere. And I'm like, wait, what just happened? Why are we here? Like, I don't get it. Again, I understand this Batman is a bad Batman. Fine, but like, that's the one thing Batman should never do. To me, Batman should never kill. I'm never for that. That, again, makes you as bad as the bad guys, and that's kind of the point. Like, I don't like it. And again, maybe he was being dosed by like a fear toxin or something, and they'll explain that later on. But for the first four episodes, I'm disappointed. I haven't even talked about Starfire flirting with psychiatrist man she had sex with that one time, I guess in season one or whatever. I don't remember it that well, but sure, she had that moment and he is helpful, I guess. I didn't talk about Beast Boy talking to himself as Raven because he misses Raven, even though that character in real life, I believe, is like 19 to 20. And the Raven character is like literally 17. And it's like, that's why she's gone this season, huh? So she can turn 18 and we can bring her back and have that not be ooky. What else is happening? You have Barbara, who is, of course, the new commissioner, who, again, knows the secrets but can't explain the secrets to other people kind of thing. So it's always kind of sketchy when it's like, so why is this Dick Grayson person able to do whatever he feels like? Well, you know, he used to be with like Detroit PD and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I mean, the guy was just like, yeah, so he's a friend. Gotcha, gotcha. That's basically what's happening. Like, you can't expose yourself kind of thing. And maybe she will. Maybe she will expose him because she is kind of over it, right? Like, she is the person who also went to Batman. It's like, you're a bad Batman. Because, again, none of these people are nice people. Like, I don't know. Like, I get a... Like, well, season two felt refreshing. Season three feels like a step back. Like, it feels... Again, like a confused mess that, again, this Batman, of course, again, is a bad person. That Jason Todd has just been a murdery jerk this entire time, apparently, because he was killing before he died because the show told me he was killing before he died. And Batman, of course, being a bad Batman, didn't notice that. You have Beast Boy being a little self-conscious because he can only turn into a tiger, which if they don't resolve that this season, I'm done with this. Like, I'm done with Beast Boy not being able to turn into anything besides a tiger, because why can't he do anything else? Like, they kind of give him that, oh, you're not a real superhero. And I'm like, but he can still turn into a tiger. Yeah, it's stupid. But I mean, he still can turn into a tiger. Like, that's important, kinda. But again, they don't resolve that this season where he can turn into more things or somehow he figures it out. Because again, in season two, I thought they'll figure that out when they got taken in by Mercy and the LexCorp people, that she even, I think, mentioned, like, hey, you know, we can give you power and stuff. And I was like, oh, is he finally going to learn how to turn into more than this tiger? Nope. And it's like, oh, man. That, it's just disappointing. Like, that's what this season is so far. It's just disappointing. It's I guess, also the theme of regret, where you have Superboy like, oh, bet Superman could have done it faster. Oh, my gosh. I'm a loser. Dawn, you know, actually pulling the trigger and being tricked by Jason. Jason, I guess, somewhat being manipulated by Crane, even though Crane's like, yeah, I didn't really manipulate him that much. He's kind of always been that person. Again, the knighthood is what I was about to say. That is not it. The Red Hood character not being as compelling or at least drawn out, which I guess I give him that they didn't draw it out that long, you know, so I already know it's Jason versus thinking maybe it could be someone else. But my question is, like, who looked at the body? Like, how did we trick the Joker as well into killing someone or acting like he killed someone, but that person came back? I don't know. Maybe it'll be explained. It probably won't. You have also, I didn't mention this, Starfire is going through a thing. She's like having the visions and like, oh, my visions, no. And blacking out and attacking people for no reason. And it then comes up that, oh, no, that's Blackfire trying to, like, psychically link herself to her sister. They find her. They release her. And the other problem happens where you're like, how did they catch Blackfire? Because they mention that, oh, she's a property of the U.S. government. Which I'm like, is she? How did that happen? You gonna give me a little backstory how Blackfire was caught? No. How'd you get her inside this facility? She must have been knocked out. How'd you find her? I don't know. And again, from my understanding of season two, the end of season two, I don't remember her being captured by like the police or anything. So, but even then, it's like, I don't think the police can handle that. They're kind of bumbly. So how did they get her here? Did they have other supers help? Is that going to be explained at all? No, no. And so you now have this, oh, my sister's back kind of thing. And I'm here to see beautiful black women on screen. Totally fine with that. I just want them to explain why they're here. Like, you have, again, Starfire finding her sister. And it's one of those things, like, oh, that's a cool moment, I guess. But, like, how do they capture Blackfire? Like, oh, we dampened all her powers besides the psychic ones. But you said you dampened all her powers. Why would her psychic ability, whatever that ability is, be the only thing that works? Because plot has to plot. Do a better plot. Like, that's my answer to that. The oh yeah, all the other powers are dampened, but that one that is uber helpful though, yep, can't do anything about that, her being a psychic, because why would I be able to do that? And such a disappointing first four episodes. And I think I've hit everything. Raven's gone. Batman's bad. Batman got on the plane and flew away. Barbara is like, Dick, you can't keep doing this to me. And having to want to kill Jason. Hawk is dead. Should I feel some way about that? Not really. I don't care about that. Dove is gone, I guess, because Minka Kelly has to do other things. I don't know. Beast Boy can't do anything but besides be a tiger. Superboy is depressed. We now have a Blackfire who is helpful, I guess, on the team. I don't know if she's going to be on the team or not, but sure, whatever. Also, the way she talks is weird. And I don't know if that's supposed to be like she's so stiff because she's an alien kind of thing. But her actress, the way she talks, it just sounds weird and bad to me. Yes, that's pretty much it. Like, that's all the rough beats of the first four episodes. Again, Nightwing is now challenged to be the new Batman of Gotham City, and you have Crane, I guess, playing mind games with everyone kind of thing, I guess. And then you get a flashback also of, like, Robin having, well, not Robin, but Dick Grayson, Robin having to, like, kill a wolf, apparently, because that's what Batman told him to do. Okay. It's a bad Batman all around. And that's kind of it. Like, I don't know. Like, I will continue to watch it because I do, like, a good hate watch sometimes. I just do. So I would love to see this turn into being a good thing. As of right now, it is not. And I don't know if it's going to change. Like, I truly don't know if this is going to be any different. Because as of right now, it's not. And it's kind of annoying. Like, it's kind of a step back from what season two, for me, like, season two being actually, like, decent, like a good 7 out of 10, to then run back here and just, in my opinion, take a step back. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you believe that this is the best show ever, Sam. You're just not getting it because you're old. If that's how you feel, send an email to me at samsaiditdfw@gmail.com and let's discuss it, man. Let's discuss whether or not this Batman is a good Batman, or that this show is a good show, because honestly, like I said, I don't think it is. Again, that is samsaiditdfw@gmail.com. Also, you can find me on most, if not all, social media under samsaiditdfw. And if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you guys really soon again, doing more podcasts, getting back into the groove of things. Again, Shang-Chi is coming out. Can't wait to see that. I'll probably do another episode also on Black Widow, because I saw that and it was okay. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad. It was okay. But until then, have a great day, great week, great month. Until next time, goodbye.